A couple more questions that come up with regard to saying Kaddish. The first, sometimes people ask me, they perhaps daven Mincha in an earlier minyan and then are coming to shul for Mincha and Maariv, and they get to shul at the end of Mincha, just before Aleinu. They've said Kaddish already at the first minyan when they davened Mincha, but should they say Kaddish a second time when they're in shul for the Aleinu of the second Mincha? So this is addressed by Rav Moshe Feinstein in a Tshuva Nigrot Moshe, where he says that min adin, they said Kaddish for Mincha, they don't need to say Kaddish a second time. The only thing is that if people don't realize that they've said Kaddish already at the first Mincha, so then they should say Kaddish the second time, so it doesn't seem like they're being disrespectful to the Nifter just by not so bothering to say Kaddish. The second question is more to do with the Avel leading the service rather than specifically saying Kaddish. The minhag is that Avelim, if they're able to, should lead the service. This is a benefit to the Niftar, and in actual fact, this was the original minhag that the Avelim led the Tefillah, and Kaddish Yatam was instituted because there were some Avelim who were under the age of Bar Mitzvah, obviously couldn't lead the Tefillah, but they should still be able to say a Kaddish, so that's why Kaddish Yatam was originally instituted, and then as time progressed, it became recited by all the Avelim. But in any event, sometimes it happens that you've got multiple Avelim in shul, either siblings or from two different families, not related to each other, saying Kaddish for different people, and they both want to lead the service from the Amud. Should they? Is it better that they should take it in turns to lead the service, or is it better that if there are enough people in shul, they should split into two separate minyanim? One of them go out into the Beis HaMedrash or into the corridor, or whatever, and make a minyan there, and the other one making a minyan in shul so that they can both lead the service from the Amud. So this is addressed by a number of contemporary poskim. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva on this in Igrot Moshe Yoredeh Chelek Dalet Simon Samach Aleph, where he says it's not correct to do that because we've got a principle of Barov Am Hadrat Melech that wherever you've got lots of people, that is the glory to the king, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's always better for the tzibur to daven as one large tzibur rather than splitting into smaller groups. And even in terms of the Kaddish, bearing in mind that each of the Avelim will be saying Kaddish as well together at the end, if you split into two minyanim, then the Kaddish is weakened because even though each of them gets a chance to lead the Tefillah, but the Kaddish, you've only got 10 people responding to it instead of 20 people, and that's regarded as a weaker type of Kaddish. Other poskim say the same thing. The Minchat Yitzchak has a tshuva in Chelek Tetzim Kuf Kaf Bet, where he brings a proof for this, that he says that the poskim talk about where you've got more Avelim than Kaddish is, or you've got several Avelim, or more Avelim than Kaddish is, and not every one of them is going to get a Kaddish. Or they're not going to get more than one Kaddish. In any event, what should one do? One should cast a goral, cast a lot to see who says the Kaddish. Nobody in the poskim says so that suggests that you should split the minyan, even if there are enough people to split it into two. Rav Sternbach also has a tshuva on the in Tshuvot Hanagot on this subject, and he says the same thing, that we've never heard of splitting the minyan into two, and therefore that's clearly not what we do. Rav Shlomo Zalman is recorded in Halichot Shlomo in the volume on Tefillah, also saying essentially the same thing, but allowing one to split into two minyanim if necessary, presumably that if one or other of the Avelim is going to get upset about it, they shouldn't really get upset about it, because the correct thing is that only one of them should daven from the Amud. But if it's going to cause upset, so then one can split into two minyanim. And Rav Yitzchak Yosef in Yalkut Yosef on Avelut also says much the same. So it seems that the maskal of the poskim is that it's not correct to split into two minyanim. However, I will point out that I do recall that Morif Rabbi Harav Lichtenstein, Zichron Livracha, one time he had Yahrzeit for one of his parents in Yeshiva, and there was somebody else who was an Avel who was davening from the Amud in the Beit HaMedrash, and Rav Lichtenstein made up a separate minyan for Maariv, if I remember correctly, it was in the Chador Ochel for some reason, so that he could lead the tefillah on the Yahrzeit. But I don't know why he decided that was the correct thing to do. Ad kan.